think some of the veterans went to their position groups after last week and sort of sent a message to the rest of the guys. Was that a, how did that come about? Was that a collective decision? And kind of what was the message to the rest of the team?
It definitely wasn't like collective. I think it was just how guys felt. Guys that had been here for a while, just the feeling after that game. I mean, obviously we lost, but it was just the not finishing. You know, I spoke about during the week, just the style of play. And I think guys that have been here kind of are accustomed to how we play and, you know, playing the whole game and finishing. You know, we won a lot of games from, you know, being behind early and coming back. You know, we won being ahead. So it's just that mentality to keep playing. And I think that irked a lot of guys. And it was kind of, you know, when that happens, I think you just want to send a message. So you're telling everybody, you know, I think all the offensive guys between, you know, Tom, Gronk, even a guy like Hogan, who's only to say, you know, he's a leader on our team. So guys just passing that on and making sure everyone got the message.
How important was it for you to match your offense's intensity? They come out, they start real fast, kind of put you guys in a good spot, and you kind of wanted to do the favor.
Bill talks about that all the time, just complimenting each other. Between offense coming out and scoring, you know, trying to pin them back deep in the kickoff, then trying to go three and out or, you know, not stay on the field defensively and make our offense sit on the sideline. And, you know, a couple times we got that today where, you know, if it wasn't three and out, it was, you know, four or five and out. You know, it was getting off the field and not, you know, letting the Saints, you know, take up a lot of time, drive down the field. And then the big thing is keeping them out of the end zone. You know, each time we keep them out and our offense goes down and scores, you know, that just starts to build an advantage and lets us play from ahead. And we talk about that, you know, how the game shifts situations. And I think guys did a good job just keying in to the different situations today. You know, how good was it to watch our offense, you know, run a play before the half, run off the field, see our split length. For us as the defensive guys, we've watched that, you know, in practice where we're executing that and, you know, to see it be ran perfectly. You know, we know when we practice well and the work we're putting in, it pays off.
Devin, one of the things you said during the week was that simple me complex that when you were talking about trying to give yourselves a chance to have a good play, given all the Saints do offensively with all their groupings. Did you guys simplify much in terms of how you matched to try to get back to that?
You know, honestly, we ran a lot of stuff we've been running. You know, I think we did a good job of, you know, we talked to each other about awareness, you know, and obviously every play wasn't great today. You go against a guy like Drew who's, you know, not everything's caught from the sideline. He gets to the line of scrimmage, he sees something, he's changing routes, he's getting in and out of play. So I think we did a better job today of being aware and understanding what we were doing. And I think that's the biggest thing. You know, having enough defense to win the game, but also, you know, being able to fully understand what we want to do as a defense. And I thought we knew that and played to it most of the game. Obviously, there's a couple plays. We still have a lot of room for improvement. But today was a good start getting to that.
Devin, how much you had a better game attacking? We saw kind of like
Yeah, as a defense, Matty P harped on us all week about tackling. And, you know, across the league, always open and weak is usually, you know, not a good day of tackling. And it was something we talked about and we focused on. And we knew really with all their skilled players, but especially their backs, that if we didn't tackle well, it could be a long day. So, you know, the biggest thing is guys going there, taking their shot and getting all 11 guys to the ball. So, you know, if you do miss a tackle, someone's right there to clean it up. And I thought we did that. We did a good job of that today of just trying to make sure everyone got to the ball and gang tackling. Yeah, we still have a lot of stuff to improve on. I mean, we still gave up a couple big plays in the first half that we know, you know, we can fix. You know, obviously the ones that are one-on-one matchups and the quarterback throws a good ball and catch, those are always going to be tough. But, you know, different times like Tom talked about where, you know, our offense ran the pick route, they came back. You know, things like that we talk about, we got to just see it and react faster on the field. But that's what the season's about. You know, it's only the second game. A ton of room for improvement, and it's up to us in practice each week to stay after that, and hopefully it shows at the end of the week on Sunday.
What did you think about getting some big plays from young guys like Wise and Jonathan Jones?
I thought Jay Jones did a great job just, you know, when a guy goes down, and especially Jay Jones, he's not a guy that's, you know, just on the sideline waiting. You know, he's one of our top kickoff guys, punt. So he's on everything. And to step in and be able to play the nickel and still do everything on special teams, he made a lot of big plays. And, you know, between Wise and Butler up front, those guys have been, you know, playing at a good level for us since they came into training camp. So it's good to just see it pay off. And, you know, I thought that was big for us today, you know, go against a good quarterback. I thought we did a good job between coverage and rush at times that helped us, you know, whether we extended the coverage and played well and let them get there or, you know, just held up in the beginning of the play and allowed our rush to make a play. And we just got to continue to build on that.
Is there any like, surprise with some of the younger players, whether it be on offense, which was said, or like you said, Jay Jones or Butler, and Wise to kind of step in and kind of take that role of, okay, I'll make a play also?
Nah, we expect it. You know, we've been at it since April. Obviously, Dorsett just got here, but he's not a guy that's new to the league. So I think guys expect that. We work hard in practice. Things are dialed up. Guys are in there in practice. And, you know, Bill talks about it all the time. You know, practice execution makes game reality. And, you know, it's good to see when guys get the opportunity. And, you know, you see them do it during the week and it pays off Sunday. So those guys have been doing it, and it's just good to see. Thank you. Yeah.